Good afternoon. I'm Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to Reflection on this seventh Sunday of Easter, Year C. Our readings for today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 16 to 34. Psalm 97, the Revelation to John, chapter 22, verses 12 to 14, 16 and 17, 20 and 21, and the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Great and glorious, powerful and wonderful, holy and mighty, majestic and sovereign, helper and carer, creator and sustainer, savior and Lord. What else can we add? We simply run out of words when all we want to say, Lord, is that we adore you. Amen. Lord, we fill our hearts and minds and lives with so many things that we hope will bring us peace and fulfillment. But we are left feeling empty and alone. We have come to worship you because we believe that Christ is the bread of life and that true fulfillment is found only in him. Open our minds to be attentive to your word of grace and our hearts to the Spirit of Christ. Amen. We have the hymn, Fairest Lord Jesus, CPWI 366. We pray the collect for the seventh Sunday after Easter, followed by the Easter anthem, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the unleaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Who Do I Say I Am? Who do I say I am? In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 16, we read, Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Jesus said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. In the revelation to John, Jesus is portrayed as the Lamb that was slain. But as John's vision comes to an end, in our second reading today, Jesus speaks about himself and tells us who he is. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. Revelation chapter 22, verses 13 and 16b. Jesus identifies himself as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. This gives us the idea that Jesus represents completeness. Jesus has everything within himself. He is complete and therefore needs nothing from any other source. Jesus, as the first and the last, reminds us that he was present at the beginning. John in his Gospel affirms that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Jesus was there at the beginning, and we are certain that Jesus will be there at the end of time. As the first and the last, Jesus includes himself in all time. He is therefore eternal. Jesus as the first and the last means that he was there at the beginning. Therefore, he received power from no one. He maintained his power through time and will have that power at the end of time. With his power comes authority. Therefore, in his departing address to his disciples, Jesus would say to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus passes his authority on to his disciples. He says to them, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20a. Jesus is the person of completeness, of eternity, of all power and authority. Jesus also says of himself, "I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star." Revelation 22, verse 16b. As the root and offspring of David, Jesus is referring to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, where the prophet proclaims, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." Jesus is saying that in him is the fulfillment of this prophecy. Jesus is both the creator of King David and David's promised descendant. During his earthly ministry, Jesus referred to this relationship on one occasion as he was challenged by the Pharisees. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 41 to 45, we read, "Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question, 'What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?' They said to him, 'The son of David.' He said to them, 'How is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If David calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" Matthew 22, verses 41 to 45. Jesus says of himself, "I am the bright morning star." This represents another messianic title from the Old Testament. In the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17, we read, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall arise out of Israel." The morning star is the herald of the day, which chases away the darkness of the night. Jesus, the morning star, drives away the night of sin and eventually the night of death. During his earthly ministry, Jesus declared, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John chapter 8, verse 12. When the risen Christ says that he is the morning star, he reminds us that he has vanquished all the darkness of the world. He has conquered evil, sin, and death. Those who follow him will also conquer evil and sin, and eventually death. We know or understand that to know is to love. We know who Jesus is. He is the Son of the living God, the Lamb of God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the root and offspring of David, and the bright morning star, the Savior of the world. We should have no doubt who Jesus is and what he has done for the world. We should therefore respond with love. Love for God, who sent his Son to die that we might have life. Love for Jesus, who died for us. And love for the Holy Spirit, who is present with us, and through whom we are able to love each other as Christ loves us. It is important that we all strive to be faithful disciples of Christ, for his word is true. And he says to us, as the vision of John comes to an end, Jesus says, "Surely I am coming soon." May we in faith be able to respond with hope and love. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous. Give thanks to his holy name. God Most High, you call your church to proclaim the way of salvation in your Son, Jesus Christ. Keep us rejoicing in this faith and delighting in your praise. Come, Holy Spirit, fill your church with your life and love. God Most High, you send us to be agents of your kingdom. Transform our hopes and fears to declare your glory in all our dealings with one another. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our nation and all nations with your life and love. God Most High, you draw us together from diverse backgrounds into a commonwealth of your Son. Deepen our respect and appreciation of your rainbow people. Come, Holy Spirit, fill all people with your life and love. God Most High, you heal our pain, bind up our wounds, and restore us for your glory. Pour your blessing upon all whom we bring before you. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us and all for whom we pray with your life and love. God Most High, you give to those who desire you a living spring gushing up to eternal life. Raise in your name all who have died. Come, Holy Spirit, gather all the departed into the life and love of your eternity. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous. Give thanks to his holy name. And so, as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 252, He is Lord. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. Amen. Go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Never pay back wrong with wrong. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love one another. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We pray that you will have a spirit-filled, rewarding week. And remember, COVID-19 is still with us, so strive to be safe. Worship God every day. Wear your mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water. We leave you with hymn 245, All for Jesus.
Jesus, come today for a poor, poor man like me. Salvation come my way, my soul set free. Jesus, come for all, and we must hear his call. Open up your heart today, and let it be. No matter if you're deep, or if you dread, or if you have a crown upon your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus, bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he comes for all. Jesus, come for I see manger where he lie, see cross where he must die, for a wretch like me. For God so loved the world, man, woman, boy, and girl, he gave his son for you, his son for me. No matter if you're thief, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus, bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come for Jesus, Jesus, come for one, he come for us. Jesus Christ today, the same as yesterday, the one, the only way, the King for me. Let it come to pass, mankind find love at last, just as it was time past, so let it be. No matter if you're thief, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus, bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus.